Each Christian confesses and believes that Jesus Christ rose physically from the dead. Because Jesus was without sin, the grave could not hold him. His death on the cross paid the price of our sin. His resurrection will become our resurrection. Therefore, we confess in the Apostles' Creed, I believe in the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Our faith in the promise of a bodily resurrection is certainly based on the empty tomb discovered on Easter Sunday. However, God, working through both the prophets and apostles, showed that all people will rise again, for he permitted the resurrection of several people in the Old and New Testaments. Elijah, who was staying in the chamber in the house of the widow of Zarephath, had taken the widow's dead son. He prayed God's blessing on the boy and the widow. And the Lord listened to the voice of Elijah, and the life of the child came into him again, and he revived. Does this mean that God will answer all prayers for immediate restoration of life in the way he answered Elijah's prayer? No, for God never promised that miracle at our request. However, the widow's son does point us both to Jesus' resurrection and our own resurrection. Therefore, we continue to pray for those we love, for those in need, asking that God's almighty will be done, that he accomplishes all things for the good of those who trust in him. May our Lord grant us faith to trust in him, that his answers through our prayers are for our ultimate blessing. Amen.